This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Young people who've been arrested in New Mexico often have to wait weeks or months before a judge hears their case. But the number of juvenile detention facilities has shrunk by about half, and more youth are being detained far from home. As Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports, county officials say that's a strain on the criminal justice system, and it puts young people at risk.
About 350 youth were detained this year in a different New Mexico county than where they're from. They often still have to make court dates back home. Tracy Neff, who administers juvenile services in San Juan County, told lawmakers Tuesday about a young guy who had to go from Farmington to Cibola County five times during his detention.
This juvenile was picked up at our facility, shackled and cuffed, put in the back of a patrol car, was driven 139 miles, was sitting in a courthouse or maybe in a holding cell. We don't know.
It's not clear whether he was restrained and under what conditions, Neff said, because law enforcement officers aren't trained on how to move young prisoners. She said this shuffle gets expensive for counties, too.
And it's only going to get worse as more facilities shut down.
A new report by New Mexico counties recommends that state and local governments share costs, create a statewide transportation team, and cut down on unnecessary court appearances. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.